All right, gang, so we're going to wind down.
Sure.
Let's get some microphones.
Like
I can run them for you guys. I can run them for you if you want. All right, so let's start up here in the front. All right, guys, heads up. Here we go. I'm going to start. Can I get a representative from this group, please? Anybody want to be the rep? Okay. All right. All right, gang, if I can get your attention, we're going to start sharing the ideas. Tracy is going to make a list of the ideas, and we're going to use them for ourselves. No, I'm just kidding. No. We'll make the list available to everybody so everybody can benefit from this. So let's start with our first group up here.
3 days we missed you.
Okay.
All right. So
hi.
You want to stand up and, if you can, introduce yourself and share the ideas your group came up with.
Yes, Robert Richmond, ZappOsInsights.com. We were thinking, we really went the direction of how the things could be more social and in terms of creating a profile page. One of the ideas being that if we have that, you could see where all your comments are, where your posts have been. Also creating kind of a badge for the level that you're at. So if you see somebody at the gold level, it make it really clear that they're at the gold level. And when they comment, you see them and you say, wait a minute, I want to be at the gold level too. Or if you've got another product or event that you do, and once they take that or buy that product, they get that badge. And so it becomes like a process of personalizing and collecting, and everybody wants to be
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. Remind me to tell you about an idea that's similar in the way that this person's displaying their content for premium, their premium levels. So remind me of that after you're finished, because I want to share that example too.
Okay, cool. We also thought that when you've logged in, it would be great if you hadn't logged in, let's say, 3 months, that it says, hey, you haven't been here a while. We've got all these great new things that you haven't seen. There's been so much going on. Come back into the party where there's a lot happening here.
That's a really good idea. I like that a lot. That's a great one. Good job. Actually, you could probably do that now. You know, within, you could pull that information in now with a programmer who knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those people, but... you know, that's something we could pass on to our team. But right now, you could do that based on their login. Like with Audit Trail, that plugin I mentioned, you can see when their last login was. So I'm thinking there could be ways to tie that in. Oh, that's a good point. She said it was inspired by the Wii Fit, when they know that you haven't been on the Wii for, you know, several weeks. And
yeah.
Oh, you must be getting fat again. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's great.
And then last, we were thinking that when you start to recognize people who are really doing a lot for the for the community and the membership site, who are posting a lot of comments, giving them actual writer access so that they can be posting to the main areas, and so then you get a form of recognition and value that you can give to your best customers, and it's also creating more content for your site.
Very good, very good. Let's give those guys a round of applause. Great ideas. Thank you. All right, we're going to go over to the other side of the room. The idea that I represented from the group right here, okay, the idea that I want to share, recently a gentleman by the name of Ryan Lee did a big membership site launch. He's using Wishlist Member. And one of the creative things that he did, he actually shared his site with us before he went live. And we saw some of the things that he was doing. And I love seeing creative applications within Wishlist Member. And what he did, on his homepage, he lists all of the blog posts, but you'll notice down in the corner, he has an icon that says Inner Circle Members Only. And what he does is he has that icon is tied to a protected category. Or it's a protected post. So basically his programmer set up the theme so that icon will only appear if the post is protected for X number of levels, or for whatever level. So if the post is protected, that icon will appear. If it's a free, so that the post isn't protected, the icon will not appear. So it's just another visual element to say, this is a premium level, this is an inner circle, it's a powerful visual component to that. Okay, so coming over to this group. Who you are, website, and ideas that your group came up with.
Okay, my name is Robert Madsen. Website is add2action, A-D, the number 2, action.us. So one of the ideas was targeted content based on a user profile. Kind of parrots off your idea, right? So if in WordPress we had the ability to collect a survey or collect profile information about the member, who they are, what their interests are, why they're there, what do they want to get out of this, then I would want to be able to drive and target content specifically to that user to keep it sticky, to keep them there.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me pause you on that and give you some insights. Wishlist and the WordPress database, Wishlist uses the same database as WordPress, okay? We get a lot of questions from people that say, can we add extra fields to the registration page? The answer to that is yes, that's coming, but the in-between response is you can actually create a form with those fields on, for example, an after registration page or another page within your membership site. And if your members filled in that info would now be in the database and you'd be able to begin pulling and using that within your site.
So, okay, very good. And then based on this first idea, create a targeted niche community within a member community. So if I know that, 87 people in the membership like Red Lifesavers, then I can kind of connect those people together, kind of like a LinkedIn or Plexo does, you know, on a smaller level here within the membership site.
I very much like that. You guys are stealing my next presentation. That's okay. That's okay. I like it. It's good.
All right. So then another idea came up, and your first name is?
Renee.
Renee has built a system called Video Player Opt-In, right? And so it's an idea off of his Video Player Opt-In where he's got a video. He can put fields on the video and collect data when that video is done playing. But the concept is to tie videos together that are relevant. So I play a video that talks about a subject. And at the end of the video, I ask a question, and up comes the question with the ability to select the answers. Based on the answer, it drives you to the next most relevant video.
That's a really cool idea.
The whole idea is to drive them to an end result and a purchase of some sort, right? We're all in business to make money. We're not here doing this for fun.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea. But if you're doing that within a paid membership, what you're doing is you're driving them to content that's relevant to them. And if it's relevant to them, they're going to be more loyal. They're going to
continue to watch.
And
we're talking videos that are a couple minutes, a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. Not long content, short, impactful, but drive them to the result.
I like it. Good stuff. Awesome. Thanks. Let's give that group a round of applause. Well done, guys. All right. I'm going to come back over here. All right.
Come back to us.
Okay. All right. Well, here. Let me scoot in here, Trace. I'll go over this way.
Leon McKee, Bend, Oregon. I regret that our ideas have already been covered. But however,
we still had one that was similar to what that was, but a little bit different in that. One of the things I want to do with my site, and it's behavioreducationnetwork.com, we provide education to pet professionals about animal behavior, is that we have, say, trainers on our site who might want to get hired by veterinarians and be able to have them be able to share their profile with what classes they've taken from us for the people who might want to hire them. So it's similar to what you guys have already talked about, but just a little bit different twist.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
A public page, basically, that they could kind of publish their information to.
That's a very good point. I mean, we are very much on the same lines because with the certification that we're doing, we are going down those lines where we are going to be doing different trainings. So people who specialize in infusion integrations and people who specialize in PayPal integrations, they'll have an icon that will represent that accordingly.
So she could go to one of these people because of the API request that specific code.
Exactly. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you to get really creative, to have other people create stuff based on the API that we're releasing. Real quick. Are we looking to create something like a Perl, like a personalized URL? It hasn't come up yet. I'm sure that could easily be done, for sure.
Okay.
Our other idea was for you guys to get together a whole bunch of wish list members in Las Vegas and ask them what ideas they have.
Hey, that's a good idea. We should talk about that. You guys are good. Contest. We could work something out. Okay, did you guys?
I'll go.
Okay, go for it.
I'm easy. I'm the oldest one here.
Okay.
My name is Mike Cannon. I'm with BizMom Mentor or BizMom Tips. I'm not a business mom, but my wife is, so I'm the technical guy here to learn this weekend.
Gotcha.
We talked a little bit about jobinterview911.com. Did I get that right? She works with helping people learn how to interview for jobs. And one of the ways you could personalize this is to have an exam beforehand, which then targets them into the areas that they're looking for, teen jobs or summer temporary employment, blue-collar work, white-collar work, and so on. Another thing we talked about was making the personalization page into a portal. So if you knew where they were weather-wise, you could pop up a little box, an info box that would show them what it was like. And the idea there is that you give them kind of an iGoogle page that they can come to rather than going to Google, so they come back to your site and rely on that more.
That's cool.
There are also plugins for WordPress where you can bring in RSS feeds for places like CNN or some of the news sites that you can add on if they want to choose that. You can let them personalize that and add those widgets.
Very cool. I like those. You sparked an idea when you were saying that, and I want to share it with everybody while it's fresh in the mind. What if you did something similar where people are doing particular survey or question or test or what have you, based on whether they pass or fail? If they pass, they get the registration URL for the next level of membership. And so now they could upgrade their membership based on the fact that they just passed. So you could now begin to get creative about how to upgrade people. Now, did you have a similar idea? I'm sorry, dude. You gotta press mute on me, and then
Jim Howard had been working on something similar.
Okay, cool. All right, so I think let's go. You did your group, so we're back here now. Okay. Yes, very much so.
Hi, we had a similar thought process about the RSS news feeds in terms of personalizing the news, either specific to the niche market of the membership site, or to the target audience, either or. The other thought we had was to feed in like a tip of the day, tip of the week, tip of the month, which could be coming from vendor experts that you have inside your membership site as vendor partners, so that maybe that they're sharing their tip, whatever, and feeding that to your particular audience.
Very cool.
And the really super winning idea is George's idea for a rewards sort of dashboard widget, which would say to prolong the longevity of the membership, saying that, okay, you've been here 3 months, now you've earned some bonus downloads or free, or they're earning points if we were to take the casino membership kind of model. So that's the winning idea.
Awesome.
One more thing I was thinking about, demographics. You have all that information, and one of the things you could personalize it is news, or it depends on laws, like for a law firm or something, a law for that state or that city.
There you go.
And as things change demographically, it knows exactly where you are, and it could set up a widget for that.
Very cool. I like it. Well, I'll tell you this from a site owner standpoint and from an affiliate management standpoint. Nothing gets people to move and take action more than prizes. We had our most successful month in October because we had a great affiliate contest. Christina is smiling because she took massive action and she wanted to get those prizes.
Christina Hills here. I am a total sucker for an affiliate contest. And they are doing this affiliate contest, and I was at my daughter's soccer game, and I was like, I gotta win this affiliate contest. So from my iPhone, I'm like Twittering out and doing all this stuff. And my husband doesn't work for him, but for me, I love affiliate contests.
Yeah, totally. Well,
so I have to do it myself in my own marketing, watching you guys.
That's
let me make a comment on that. It's funny. I mean, I'm a sucker for that too. I mean, you see the picture up there. I mean, I was promoting something else this month as well. Sue and I both were doing it, but Christina and then also Connie Reagan Green, who was supposed to be here, but she had referred so many people to Big Seminar that she has her own room with the people that she referred. She's doing a special one day thing today for the people that came through her link. She told me the funniest thing. She said exactly what you did. The prizes. I said, you know, you're right at this level. And she goes, oh, I got to get to the next level. And then she said she was going to make up a T-shirt that said, we'll promote for electronic gadgets.
That's really funny. And with that, you know, I manage our affiliate program, and as a site owner, you can use the same principles. Good to see you, Robert. One of the things you want to do is you want to remind your members at where they are. Like, for example, we were Twittering Christina, we were Twittering Connie, we were saying, hey, you guys are close to the next level. Like, a few more sales, and you're going to get to the next prize. Yeah, and it works. And so the same thing, if you have member rewards within your membership, you know, encourage your members. You know, shoot out a personalized email or a message that says, hey, you know, you've contributed X number of things, you're at this number of points, a few more points, and you're going to get to the next level. There's a lot of ways, and we'll talk about that certainly in the next presentation. I got some ideas for you guys.
In the next presentation, are you going to talk about the physical objects? Kind of like along that, the prizes with the book when we were promoting.
No, I wasn't. Do you want to?
Well, let's just mention it right now. I mean, the whole concept with Stu said we had a great month. It was one of two things, really. The affiliate contest was getting the affiliates to talk about us, but the other thing was that we're giving away a bonus, and there was a time delay. And it was an object. I mean, it was the book. It was like, I mean, people were freaking out. I got to get my order in order to get the book. You know, if I don't get it in before midnight, October 31st, I'm not going to get it. I mean, we had support tickets. I had faxes come in that said, I had a problem with my order. I think that you need to hold this over for me to make an exception to the rule. I mean, we never get stuff like that, but it's like an object, something that people actually get. By the way, I have your prize with me, and I'll give it to you later.
And the key thing about this, how it relates to membership sites as well, is that your members are going to stay members when there is excitement and they're working towards something and there's progression. When they see and feel progression, they feel more loyal and they are going to remain a member. We actually had a conversation with somebody out in the hall at lunchtime, and she said she's tried all kinds of internet marketing training and nothing's worked for her over X number of years. But one person, he's actually a programmer that we work with, his name's Robert Plank, helped her get over that hump. And one of the things that she said really helped was the fact that he did challenges with his courses. So he will challenge people. He will say, you know, for the people that can do XYZ by this date, I will give you this prize. And it's that little extra boost of motivation that gets people taking action. And she was one of those people, and she's never looked back since. So how can you incorporate those type of elements into your membership site as well to get people consuming your content and having fun with it? Could be a really good thing. Bob?
Stu, we're right at the schedule, so we're going to extend this one by 15 minutes and kind of adjust the schedule.
Okay.
I was just going to add one thing. I have 12 years of corporate training in my background, and we used to do leadership and communication training and give away books and CD programs. And then we went to Gold Stars, and when you're dealing with VPs and presidents of companies, they're competitive people, and they would be just as active and just as competitive for a Gold Star on their book.
That's funny, yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard the saying, people will give their life for, you know, in service of their country for medals, you know, and that's the extreme side of things. But the point of it is that little things like that can be that little boost of motivation for us to take action and to get value from the information within a membership site. Okay.
One quick thing, Sue, you were talking about, I don't know, are you going to be talking about the points plugin?
Dude, why you got to
I'm not going to talk about that, but we're
Are you
going to
be talking about this plugin that does this, this, and this?
No, I'm not going to say that. Unless you want me to. But you said one thing, he was talking about people want to see momentum, and I was talking about the books. I mean, everybody saw the picture of the book on our website, but then also when Stu was sending out emails, he was sending out pictures of us shipping the books. You know, so it was like, I mean, people were getting, man, look at all those books being shipped out. It's like, I want to be one of those people. And it brought the image of the book cover to life to see them all packaged up in boxes and envelopes.
And the interview. When we did the interview with Gary, because that's included, you guys will all see, it's a great interview. You guys will love that. But we did a behind-the-scenes shot video that was done with the Kodak camera. And that was just Ray behind the scenes. He was just like grabbing shots of it. And we got all kinds of great responses like that. So, you know, the more you incorporate these types of elements into your membership and with your customers and so forth, the more fun it becomes. But obviously, the more loyal your members are as well, because they're part of that whole process. Okay, so let's come to you guys.
Hello there. I'm Donna Kim Brand, GlobalLearningNetwork.com. And we had a feisty group here with many of the ideas that are variations on what's already come up. A couple of variations were, for example, rolling admission to different levels, not just based on an exam, but as they progress through the curriculum, then it automatically opens the doors, opens Sesame to the next level. Also, regarding what you were just talking about gold stars and the rewards, also in the learning process, and a lot of us here are in this boat of it never stops, the learning never stops, and so we never get that feeling of satisfaction and celebration. Mm-hmm. So some kind of code in the programming that lights up or pops up gold stars that gives you the little reward. Pat on the back.
Well, here's a way you could do that right now. Create a membership level called Bonuses Number One, okay? And it's a membership level where people only have access to a certain area of your site, and it's planned bonuses. And then you sequentially add that membership level to the members after a certain period of time. So now what you could do is you could time it so that if they're a member for 3 months, or you have an 8-module course and it's they're 3 modules into it, you could say, hey, after 3 months, set up your autoresponder. We just released some surprise, unexpected bonuses for you because you've made it this far. And if you've made it this far, we know that you're serious about X, Y, Z. You can find those now. When you log into the members area, you'll now see an icon that'll appear that says bonuses. You could use the private tags that, you know, hides that for only, you know, membership levels 3 and above and so forth. So now what you're using is the sequential add. You're creating a membership level just for bonuses, and you're adding them to that after a period of time.
Along those lines, can I just add what you're saying? Yep, grab the mic.
Listen, I've got a 11-year-old and a 16-year-old, and whether I like it or not, they're addicted to video games, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about are the same concepts that addict our children to the games, levels and prizes.
And now we got to use it for adults.
Right. Levels, prizes, and points. I mean, think about it. Yeah. Isn't that what we're referring to?
Yeah. Levels, prizes, and points. That's exactly it. Yeah.
So they have different levels of membership.
They can belong. Yeah, people can belong to more than one level of membership. And so I highly recommend that you do create levels that just are sections of your site that are bonuses, and you could add people to those levels accordingly after a period of time.
Right. Okay. Another variation has to do with the fact that a lot of the things we're teaching have core elements to the learning component, and then the applications become specific to a different demographic or industry group or whatever. So somehow being able to segue off after, and that's related to some of the things that have come up here based on target,
based on
profile,
yeah,
and need, and so on. And then a very original one, I thought, was that in the after login page, you actually build in possibilities for joint ventures, either with your vendors or other people whose products support the learning that they're taking.
Absolutely.
Part in.
Yeah, it's another great way to monetize the site, for sure. We don't do that yet, and something I talk to Tracy about all the time. Don't get us wrong. We both like money. But, I mean, I'm always looking for other revenue channels. And one of the big ones that we're working on right now is a hosted solution of Wishlist Member, because a lot of people who are new, they don't know how to install it. They just want to install it and have us install it and be in one place and know it's all taken care of. But the other one is joint ventures. And we started to brand out. We're excited. I know Corey, he stepped out now, but from iThemes is here. And we're exploring those opportunities with theme developers. And you saw us do the thing with Gary. And we'll actually have another interview with him later on. And so we're exploring that. And there's a huge, tremendous potential there where you can partner up with vendors or partner up with other people in your industry to provide, you know, another service or another product or whatever that is, you know, that have been brought together. For example, we're working with theme developers to create themes specific for membership sites. And so their expertise is in theme development. Our expertise is in membership. So we're coming together and so forth. So now you get the best of both worlds. So I totally agree with you. It's another huge revenue opportunity within, especially on the after login.
And just the last one then would be building in somehow links or incentives to support charities, because a lot of people are socially conscious these days, and part of their reward will be that it links in with a support to a charity or something.
I love the way you think. I love it. Definitely. One of the ideas I've talked to Tracy about before, I've mentioned that my wife and I run a charity, and so one of the things that I want to do is I want to have, for the membership community, you know, that would be all of us, I want to have a way where if you have and are running a membership site, perhaps you could donate 50 cents or a dollar per member, and then that goes in. And so you could have an option for your members when they sign up. Would you like to, you know, pay an extra dollar per month and have it go directly, you know, to a charity? These are some of the ideas that I have. So I'm right in line with that because I think it's a tremendous, you know, opportunity. So thank you very much. Let's give those guys a round of applause. Thank you for all your great ideas. Okay, moving back. Did you guys...
Heather had her hand up.
One other thing you could do even with that is have a portion of their membership go to their charity of choice.
Ah, very
so
cool.
Every month you could even, and to go with what somebody else was saying, you could have, you know, when they do a charity drive and they have like the thermite, you know, the goal, you can say, how much do you want to raise for your charity? And then it's affiliate tool too, because now you have them go recruit people into your membership for their charity. So they're trying to reach the goal in their
that's
charity.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, I like that. Very cool. Yeah, that's a really good one. Okay. Where are we? Over here? Perfect. Thank you.
Steve Sanchez with iNexus.com. I'm in Connie's and Christina's orbits, so that's why I'm here. And Derek and I worked on a real-world example. One of the things my company does is build websites for businesses. And the CSR training arm of a major automobile manufacturer was dealing with the problem of how do you get the CSRs trained? And what happens when they log into the internet and don't go through certain materials and all the rest of that. So we worked out an online course based on updating membership levels so that they would basically go through the course material, and then once they had finished it, they could see and be teased in terms of what the next material was that they had to go. Yeah. We were kind of stuck on the whole deal of how to pass or fail them if they missed certain content, if there's a way that we could trigger saying, okay, you know, their managers can see, okay, we haven't finished module 3 yet.
Try again type thing.
Whatever. Yeah. And then we would move them on to a certain through a certain course. Let's say they had 3 months worth of training. Once they had finished that, then they get dumped into a regular monthly course where they get the regular monthly notices from the automobile manufacturer. And then if they wanted to, you know, sub-train on some specialty or whatever, they could then choose an option that would take them to yet another membership level, which would still, as long as they were a member in good standing, would still allow them to stay in that.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, like, here's how a way that we could apply that to wish this member. We could have, you know, if you consider yourself a big WordPress dummy, Val, we could have, like, you know, a whole course just for them, you know, and so forth. I'm just joking with Val because she's a good friend, but and she's the biggest dummy of the room. She's got the book, you know. She's got the book.
The one question we had, and someone else said it earlier, was how do you pass-fail people on certain things? If you want to check off before they get moved up to the next membership level, are there plugins or things where you can trigger an event or a flag that lets you know whether they've actually read a post or watched a video or moved to that next level? And I know people in the room might be able to solve that.
It is a very excellent idea. I'll share something soon. It's a variation of what we're talking about. It's not exactly, but I do think creating it exactly would be a really good plugin. But I'll show you a way to kind of do it. Anybody else want to share? Yes, Jeanette?
We took you literally when you said 20, so here we go.
Awesome. I like that. Get typing, Tracy.
Okay, you ready? The personal audio welcome, Jermaine Griggs invented this system, you know, where you upload the list of names and the audio message, and then you automatically can go in and personalize that audio message. So the personalized audio message, using the gravatars with that audio message on their welcome back page, and any photos that you have with them. So if you have taken photos with them, personalize that aspect
That's
of it
cool
as
idea.
Well. Then we really had a nice concentration about birthdays. And, of course, any other types of personalized information that you have. With the birthday, good idea of taking famous birthdays. Guess whose birthday it is and bring up a famous person's picture and then morph it into theirs. And maybe just having a birthday cake with celebration and horns or something. Having a special birthday offer.
Oh, very cool. Now that's a good idea.
Yeah, monetize that. And then there was a couple other birthday things. They may come up down here. Oh, drawings for birthdays. So everybody who had a September birthday are all entered into a drawing.
That's a cool idea.
And then you can draw for prizes for those.
So let me take an idea variation off of that. You could do the same concept, not just with birthdays, but with anniversaries, specifically the anniversary of when they first joined your membership site.
Right.
Or, you know, they first completed XYZ course. Or all the people who joined during the month of September or during the month of October. So I like exactly where you're going. There's a lot of ways you can deviate.
Yeah, and then we said, we'll take that same idea, maybe take their gravatars and put them into a collage with a lot of famous people, and the first three people to pick out their picture win a prize.
Okay, cool.
So get something else there. Get their phone number and let them opt into SMS.
Okay.
For reminder messages.
So you get updates through SMS.
And you could also go back and tie that back into the last time they logged in. If somebody hasn't logged in for a couple of weeks, send them a message. Videos for stick gifts on anniversaries. Consumption tips, depending on where they are in the course. Completion of the assessments. So we were on the assessments and talking about the tracking bar as to where they are in the progress. So if they're doing a 12-week course,
I like that a lot.
Then it shows exactly where they are.
So you could create a graphic that changes based on
as they go to each
level.
One.
That's a very good idea. I really like that one.
Right. Now this one, Heather, why don't you explain this one? Because I think you do a really good job on this one. This is the one about the course and the certification.
Okay. Somebody mentioned we always want to continue learning and all of that, but the problem is we all have information overload and there's no start and end. So basically to have certifications, so you go through X number, let's say your first certification takes 12 weeks. So what's that, 3 months? Well, at week 10, you say, hey, you've completed this much. You're eligible to get into the next level of certification. Sign up here kind of gets them into the next start and completion cycle. But once they finish that initial certification, they've got a completion. But I have a friend that's doing this. In addition, they actually pay to get their certification mailed to them. So it's another way to monetize at the end of the certification. Mm. And then you've put them into the next level of certification, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it is, prior to that, so that you keep them in the membership. But instead of just monthly continuity, it's kind of mini courses with certifications to them.
I got a unique idea, I think, off of that. What if you did, like, you give your members a bigger discount the longer they stay in? So if you've got, you know, a secondary course that you know is scheduled to, that they would be able to access after, let's say course number one that they're in is 6 modules. Then you want to start them on another course after that. You could say, next month, if you'd like to get access to this course right now, you can get access for 10% off if they're at week one. If you stay till next week, we'll give you an even bigger discount. And then week two comes, so they're staying in the first course. Week two comes is you give them the 80% discount or 20% discount. Third week is 30% discount. Fourth week is 40% discount. If they stay the whole 6 weeks of the first course, they get 60% off the next course. You see what I'm saying? So you're keeping them from one course, and then you're giving them a huge incentive. The longer they stay in that first course, you know that they're interested in, and you're giving them a huge incentive to then upgrade to the next one.
But you give them some kind of like a prepay. So if they say, well, I want this now, I know I'm going to get 60% off if I wait 6 weeks, but can I just pay for this, the rest of this course now and that one, so I can get both of them now and get the discount now, so they don't have to wait to get the full discount.
Interesting.
I just wanted to throw something in on that. When in the last session, or in this session, when Stu was explaining the private tags, you can put anything in the private tag. It could be a specific order link so that they could check out at that particular price. And you put that in between the private tags, and then you can control who can see it and who can't.
Coupon codes and stuff, too?
Coupon codes.
I'd like to add to your certificate idea and give you kind of a success report. I was in the training business for many years, and we got our certificates from a company in Chicago called GOES, G-O-E-S, lithography. This is the company that makes stock certificates, and these are really gorgeous, beautiful certificates, and you pay a little bit more for these certificates, maybe a buck and a half for their certificate, but I guarantee that certificate will hang on somebody's wall for 10 years, and they'll talk about it. And they'll fight for it to get it because it's such a gorgeous certificate. Don't go to the local
Staples
and buy certificates. Get a certificate that somebody would be proud to hang on their wall next to their artwork and everything else.
So how do you spell that?
G-O-E-S, GOES. It's GOES Lithograph. They're in Chicago, Illinois.
Cool. Right. Awesome. Thank you very much. It's a great resource. All right. Coming back here, we got a few more that we want to wrap up with.
Okay.
Oh, one more?
If you're doing digital certificates, you can actually generate the image or the PDF using the personalization with a little bit of code.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Pulling in the personal merge codes and stuff. Good point.
Rich Hamilton, easylittlewebsites.com. I'd like to share an idea that we're developing with one of our clients, and that's a membership website where the members all are from a certain industry group, and they each get a page in their system where they can advertise their own business. And this is pretty useful. And then we're setting up a search system so that they can go in and search for those members. So people that are looking for a particular keyword, they can find all of the people in that. And then with that, we also have vendors. So we have a vendor category. And the vendors become members as well, and they're going to have a special listing that we call the Vendor Yellow Pages,
yeah,
where they'll be able to go in and we'll have different business categories. They'll click on that category, and they'll find all of the editors, for example, that could edit a book, or all of the printers that could print a book.
Awesome. So
and that'll take them to the page as well. It takes a lot of programming. Okay.
It's a lot of custom work.
Yeah, so what you need is a good member directory system. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. But so you've essentially created a directory for vendors,
right,
members, and so
right,
forth.
Right, and then we let the vendor members, we let them contribute content that would be of interest to all of the members.
To get
so
more
put
exposure.
Put that in a protected area. They then go in and find the information, and they get exposure for the vendors. And if the vendors let their membership lapse, of course, that information goes away, and they no longer get that extra promotion
gotcha.
And exposure. So that's a good way to personalize across the board.
You know what else I like about that is that it's keeping the vendors paying month after month just because of that exposure within the membership. It's like, you know, if you stop contributing, if you stop paying,
you
all of those benefits are going away. And a good example of that is... with Armin Morin, Rick Raddatz, and Alex Mondozian's audio generator. You know, you have all these audio buttons that you can put on your websites. If you stop paying and somebody presses one of those buttons, it says, sorry, this person is no longer paying their audio generator bill, you know. And so you can imagine how many pages you could have that audio on. And even if I never use it again, I continue to pay it just because I don't know where the heck all my audio is and I don't want Rick coming on saying this person is not paying their bill,
that's right.
And that's on my website. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Now, in our group of four here, I should point out that we had a very strong majority of two who are real fans of Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
So we felt like when you go into the after login page, that should be like walking through the tunnel into Main Street USA.
Gotcha.
Where you walk into a whole new experience, a storybook world, and you get a very special experience. So you should get a combination of audio and visual and textual and everything that we can give.
It's a very good point. The after login page is your most important page of your whole site. Thank you. Great. Let's give those guys a round of applause. Thank you for all the ideas, you guys. Well done.
Hi, I'm Val Dawson. My business is thedawsonmethod.com, and I do have a wish list site I've had for about 10 months called Think Rich Club, thanks to Jeanette Cates, the tech tamer, and some outsourcing. And I have a very low-level site right now in terms of pricing. It's only $19.97. I don't have a higher level yet, and there's lots and lots of content that they get for the $19.97, which is daily motivations and audio. So I asked the group for ideas on what I could do that would be simple to get people interested in going up to the next level. So what they came up with was...
Wait a minute. Use this time to brainstorm ideas for your business.
Yes.
You're great. Yes. That's a great concept. Did we write that one down? Oh, yeah. Steal ideas from members. Okay,
but I'm willing to share it with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to let everybody at any level be able to submit questions. And then I'm going to go through and make sure that they're questions that I can answer and post what questions I'm going to be answering and put those answers on a video format. So it's a new format, but they can only watch the video if they go to the next level.
Ah, so it's a premiere. Very cool. I like it. Congratulations. Well done. Thank you, guys. Give those guys a round of applause. Okay. As we're winding down, any other final thoughts? Anybody? Yeah?
It's still half-baked, but... just listening to us all here, we haven't yet taken account of people who are maybe lurkers, and they're not interested in connecting on a personal level, but maybe with the material. They like to belong, but they don't want to.
Yeah.
So we need some ideas.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like, we did the interview with Gary Vaynerchuk recently, and he did a he made me laugh. He did a blog post from his hotel room in Toronto at the time. And he does a show called Wine Library TV. He does it every day. And so he's been traveling like a madman. I don't know how he keeps up his travel schedule. So he's in his hotel room in Toronto. He does the Wine Library show. And at the end, he goes, you know, have you ever been to Toronto? If you have, I want to know what your thoughts. What was your favorite part of the city? And then this is the part about lurkers. He's like, lurkers? I know there's a lot of lurkers out there, and he said that. That's why I'm laughing when he said lurkers. He's like, lurkers, just give me some love. Just show me, just give me something. Just let me know that you're out there. And he tons of comments from new people that he's never heard from before. So a lot of it is just encouraging people, like, just to come out and just share your thoughts, you know. I think that's the biggest thing. We're going to talk about that in the next presentation, so you'll get some ideas as far as that goes. Okay, so was that useful for everybody? Yes? Lots of good ideas there, right? So we've typed them all up. We'll share that. What we're going to do is, because all of you guys have access, you're going to have access to all the audios from this. So we'll be posting the audio files, and we'll also post links to the different things that we've mentioned, and we'll also post links to where you can download the ideas that we just created here.